talk about media because we have a guest who is someone who is part of a group that is trying to have more representation by Black women in media. Her name is Danielle P. Jeter, and she is part of Women in Media Global. Danielle, it is so nice to have you with us today. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It really means a lot.
And Danielle, tell me exactly what Women in Media Global is.
Absolutely. So we are a 12-year-old nonprofit organization that got started right here in Philadelphia. And our whole mission is to empower, equip, and encourage women to own their voice. So we operate as a support avenue and a support organization for women who are looking to start careers in the space of media and entertainment. They may want to break into the industry, but we also advocate for the representation of women, equal pay in this space, and also ownership in media as well. So we have, over the years, created a very vibrant sisterhood, very involved community of not just women, but also real men who support women in media, and allowing and helping women to navigate their professional and personal careers in this particular space. So we have done years of annual conferences, personal professional development programming, honorees and awards of different high-profile speakers and influencers in this space, and have just really been making a lot of waves and a lot of noise and been able to do the work that we do in several other cities now as well.
And Danielle, you're the founder of Women in Media Global, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. So what made you feel that this was something that was important? Because there are other media organizations, including some that specify women.
Yeah, there's always a need for it. Statistics will show that there's a lot of women who are in the space of media entertainment, but however, still not making the same equal dollar to our male counterparts, and also in particular, our white male counterparts. There's also organizations that are just focused on maybe one ethnicity of the woman. Women in Media is global. We're an organization that is for all women, not just white women or Black women, but we're for any woman who identifies being in the space of media entertainment. We are a space for them as well. So we really got started after seeing a Philadelphia film screening about the arts. I went to the film screening, just got back home from graduating from Spelman College, and there was no woman represented in that film. The film was produced and directed by a team of men. There probably was maybe one woman represented in the film. And for me, at 20 years old, 21 years old, I said, oh, we have to do something to remind women to own their voice, especially coming from an epicenter that empowers women. Spelman College, an institution that was founded for the empowerment and the education of the woman and the leadership. And just to come home and see that we weren't represented in that space, I took it upon myself to make sure that that didn't happen again.
Well, kudos to you, Danielle. Let me ask you a question. We were just having this conversation about media and the fact that, I don't know if you heard that LSU's coach Kim Mulkey is mad about an article that hasn't even come out yet. And in her conversation about it at a press conference, she said, this is why people don't trust the media. Now, The interesting thing about that is that she's obviously mad about whatever's being said, but the fact that she honed in on the fact that people don't trust the media, why do you think that is, and how can your organization alleviate that?
Well, I just think media has changed because of the rapid development of technology, which is great. So you have a gift and you have a curse from that. And so because of that, they could be talking about podcast media. They could be talking about digital media. They could be talking about people who are empowered by technology and cameras and the opportunity for us to really turn a microphone on ourselves and create a show. You can create a show on any social media platform today. You can use your phone. You can go buy a camera and boom, you're in business and you can go ahead and begin to share your opinions, report on news, share stories, you know? And so as a result of that, you don't always find that the people who are now creating new age media have gone to school to learn the ins and outs of journalism and what it means to have reputable reporting. And so I think that has really shifted the landscape for many. For Women in Media, we're actually, this whole event that we're doing on March 26th is all about us launching collegiate chapters at the university level. And so our solution to that problem is making sure that we are preparing more of the next generation to be harmonious reporters and newsmakers, and that they actually have access to the mentorship, the scholarships, the tools and the opportunities to intern at different media outlets, and that we are creating a space where representation is there, but that they are getting the tools that they need to be amazing reporters. And that's what Women in Media is doing.
And the event that you're referencing is actually tomorrow from 6 to 9:30. It's at City Winery downtown, and it is the 100 Distinguished Women Women's Month fundraiser, and you will be raising funds for Women in Media Global. That should be an exciting event. And I gotta ask you though, what do you think that Black women bring to media? As you said, you went to a film screening and here's a movie and it's about quote unquote media, which has long been a bastion of white males, and you don't see yourself reflected. What is it that you think that Black women are bringing to the table in terms of having more media representation?
I think that's a really great question. Black women, we bring our authenticity and we bring our strength and we bring our courage and we bring our bold voices. So we are always talking and sharing about our mission, which is to remind women to own their voice. And, you know, when you attend the event tomorrow, you will hear from some of the women who have said, I have been a part of Women in Media, and as a result, I now have the confidence to maybe raise my prices for my services, or I am confident to share my opinion and to stand up for what is right and to share awareness about the things people need to know, because they now have a support system of women who are also backing them and there with them as they are owning their voice. It gives them that extra layer of boost and confidence to just be authentically who they are. So we bring a lot to the table. Black women are highly educated today. So we have a lot of degree earning women. We have a lot of Black women who are launching their own businesses and scaling their businesses as well. So we also bring ownership to the table even more now. So I think it's a great time to be a part of media, but it's also, you know, we want to encourage people to do the work, to do the homework, and just to make sure that you are learning how to be a journalist if you are going to launch your show.
And if you're just joining us, I'm Tanya Pendleton. This is Reality Check, and I'm talking to Danielle P. Jeter. She is the founder of Women in Media Global. And so we talk about media in all these various forms that we have based on the technology available to us today. What do you consider to be, to encompass media at this point? Because it's probably different than what we think it was in previous years.
So, you know, we'll always have broadcast media, you know, at the top of that list. So traditional TV, traditional radio. You also have this new amazing platform. It's not as new, it's just more popular now, but podcasting. Podcasting is the opportunity to create evergreen content that streams. You also have streaming platforms as well. So you will notice that a lot of the traditional broadcast media outlets are now offering streaming opportunities. So you can stream their content on an app. You can download the app onto your phone, onto your digital device, onto your iPad, and now you can take BET Her with you wherever you go. The traditional newspapers and the magazines, some of them are still in print. They might print maybe less frequently throughout the year, but they have gone digital. So there's a lot of digital covers that are going on. And I think that creates an opportunity for more coverage, because we can get digital media coverage and stories out there way faster than for us to write it up, go to print, design it, and put it out there. So you also have, yeah, I think those are all, you know, those are a lot of the new age media that's available for all of us.
Danielle, what's going to go on at the event tomorrow?
Tomorrow is going to be super exciting. Tuesday, March the 26th, it goes down at the City Winery from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And if you could just envision dinner and a show, that's exactly what's going to happen. So we are putting the Wim Speak Show. We actually have our own talk show and podcast live on stage. So you will get a in-person experience. We'll be doing 3 different interviews. We have Dr. Lorena Marshall Blake from Independence Blue Cross. We have former Councilwoman Blondell Reynolds Brown, who is a long-standing supporter and friend to the Women in Media Network. And we have Cheyenne Corinne, reporter from Fox 29, is going to hit our stage as well. Suzanne Christine, recording artist, Grammy, the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Grammy chapter. She is on the board there, and she's also a recording artist and entrepreneur. So we will have her there to do performances. We're going to honor some women as well. And we're going to raise money. The proceeds from tomorrow's event will go to Lincoln University and also Delaware State, where we are launching our 2 very first collegiate chapters. chapters. The event is going to be exciting. So men, you are welcome to attend as well. There's going to be an open bar reception for your enjoyment. There's going to be plenty of food, plenty of live music. DJ Kilsing is going to be on the ones and twos. When you come to a Women in Media event, please believe and know and understand that you're going to see all the women up front, all the women running the event, and all the talent will be women as well. So it's going to be a great occasion, and you'll have the opportunity to take home our limited edition Women in Media Rosé wine that Cindy Winery put together for us as a part of the fundraiser.
I'll tell you what, Danielle, since you're here, let's give away some tickets. Women in Global Media presents an electrifying Women in Media event this Women's History Month on Tuesday, March 26th at 6 p.m. at City Winery. That's 90 Filbert Street. They will celebrate 100 distinguished women from the Philadelphia, Delaware Valley area. Enjoy dynamic discussions, live podcast recordings, exclusive performances, and network with industry professionals, all the while supporting the launch of Women in Media collegiate programs at historically Black colleges and universities, including Lincoln and Delaware State. You just told us that. You can also indulge in an open bar reception. If this sounds like an opportunity you don't want to miss, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the third caller, 215-634-8065. Now, you can't win a prize with us, and you should know this by now if you've already won in the past 30 days, and you must, I repeat must, have a valid email address to win. That's Women in Global Media's Women's History Month.
Women in Media, yes.
Women in Media's Women History Month event on Tuesday, March 26th at 6 p.m. So thank you so much for being with us today, Danielle. We're going to give away those tickets, so you're going to see some faces out there that are going to say that they won these tickets on Word Radio. We're happy to have you here. And this is Danielle P. Jeter of Women in Media Global. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Please join us and follow our website at womeninmediaglobal.org. We're also on Instagram at WIM, that's W-I-M Global. We're on LinkedIn as well, Women in Media Global. So, and you can check out the WIM Speak Show on YouTube or at WIM Global. So, if you put in WIM Global, you'll be able to find us, and anyone is able to donate to us on the website, whether you are able to attend the event or not. You have the power to help us reach our first fundraising goal of $30,000 here in Philadelphia. So thank you to Word. Thank you so much. Shout outs to Sarah. She has been a longstanding supporter of Women in Media from day one. So we are truly family with Word Radio, and thank you. God bless you guys.
I turned out. Won't you let me grow? Won't you let me grow? Yeah.
Let me go. Just let me grow. Don't smother my potential. Let me be what I was sent here for. See, I wake up in the morning and I can hear the birds and the bees chirping inside of me, not outside of me. But who I am is a star and I shine like who I am. I keep on flowing, I keep on growing, and I keep on chasing, and I keep on embracing all of this spirit and truth living in me. Cause I am a woman, a mother, a queen. I will flow and I will allow myself to grow. Keep on moving where I know, because God is real and inside of me, and it's what I feel. I'm a queen. It's my destiny. You cannot ever stop me. So just let me be. Let me go. Let me grow. Let me flow.